kitchen, along with many other four albums. And upcoming at the A Step Coffee House next week, we have a Sparky record.
Yay.
Be careful, some of this stuff is falling apart. They really try to make it look like it's really out in the woods here, but you can see it from back here, you see. There's a wrench holding it down. Big old two-handed wrench. I see some of you gluttons for punishment stayed around for another set, huh? Hey, Captain Kirk ain't got nothing on me. Started. Space. Used to crack me up the way they'd start that out. You know, we used to have Star Trek watching parties, I guess about the third time around, you know. We'd all get together out in the country. At this girl's farm, you know, it'd be wintertime, you know, we'd throw a couple of logs on the fire, you know, and sit through the local stuff that they had to have, you know, those Oral Roberts type shows and stuff, you know, you had to sit through all that stuff. And some minority, you know, gets a chance, you know. By law, a minority has to have some of that time. But they put you on weird times, too. 6 in the morning, you know. Nobody's up at 6 in the morning. If they do, boy, they, you know. Caffeine freaks, and we know about those people. The only reason they want to keep the Panama Canal is they're afraid we might get our coffee supply cut off. You know, I was thinking about when I was a kid in the fourth grade. It seemed like that was a turning point, you know, the fourth grade. You're in kind of the high school of the grade school, you know. Third grade, you're still a kid. I'm in the fourth grade, man. that's when they stopped giving you those rhythm orchestras, you know. Boy, I tell you, I was in some really great ones when I was a kid. You know, they give you triangles and them sticks you beat together, you know. Bell, cowbells, you know. You always hurt your finger on the cowbell. Hush up, Johnny, you're out of key, you know. But when you get into third grade, you get a piano. Which is usually out of tune, dude. That's why I learned my first folk songs. I've been working on the cap. Yeah, I always liked those old folk songs. I recently ran across one that was a song that I always heard, never really wanted to sing it because, you know, didn't figure it had anything to do with me, you know. I started getting real prejudiced with my folk songs, you know. There was too many Pete Seegers and not enough, you know, other folks around singing the black folk songs and the Chinese folk songs and the Native American folk songs. So I decided I would do as much as I could to do research, to find the stories behind the songs. And one of my favorites is about a woman that escaped probably from Louisiana or Mississippi on into Texas. She escaped from slavery. She set herself up a bordello or a nunnery or whatever you wish to call it. And she got to be known throughout the land as a, you know, one of the better pleasure palaces and the Texas borders. Well, you know, at this time, there was a war with Mexico. Of course, you know, we know all about Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett came to the wild frontier. Remember that? Old Walt Disney movie. Yeah. He went out to Texas and he and Jim Bowie, a Louisiana boy, Davy Crockett came out of Tennessee and went out there and decided he was going to help him free the land from the pagans. There's always somebody's turn to be pagan, man. Well, it's going to be our turn again. We got a lot of karma coming back on us, folks. It's going to happen one of these days. Out in Texas. Got run over by old Santa Ana out there at the Alamo. Alamo, man, what a. I mean, can you imagine 200 and some odd dudes thinking they could fight 10,000 guys, man? That's like us trying to win the war in Vietnam, man. Same kind of thing, you know, you can't do it. 10,000, I mean, you know, all them different color uniforms. I saw the movie, you know. I like the way John Wayne died in the movie. Yeah, lance right through his chest. That's why they had to put that pig valve in his heart just the other day. I thought about that pig valve. It worked, too. You notice his heart didn't reject it. Tells you something right there. Well, we know that on the 11th day, Santa Ana and his men overrun the Alamo and kill off everybody except this woman and a young slave boy. Well, Texans were getting a little freaked out. I mean, you know, you can't blame them. They'd been to Taco Bell. They said, we can't eat that food, man. So I got an ulcer, you know. So I don't want to be a Mexican. So what are we going to do? So with old Sam Houston, another Tennessee boy, said, Sam Houston's getting it together. He's gonna get us a big old army together. Said, but he's gonna need some time, you know. I mean, he just can't call him up on the phone or nothing, you know. Gotta ride out and meet these folks. Get them together, talk them into it, man. I mean, war ain't something you really want to go to if you can help yourself, unless you're crazy. Well, they said, well, look, you know, old Santa Ana's a ladies' man. Said, you know, that rumor had it the third day of the Alamo, he just stopped the battle. Said, hey, man, y'all take a break. Said, because I'm going to get married. And he had a big wedding, you know. And, stopped the battle 2 or 3 days, had his honeymoon, and he sent her back home. Start up the battle again, boys, you know. Bad man. Thought he was cool. So I'm Santa Ana, I'm cool. Well, they said, well, you know what we need to do is send somebody who can occupy his time. You know, keep him from running all over Texas here and hell and back again and beating up all in Texas, you know. So they said, why don't we send this lady, you know, that's got this, you know, she's supposed to be really good. I ain't got the money myself, I said, but if we was to get a little money together or something, I said, Well, obviously she knew what she was doing because Texas is a part of the United States, I hear tell. They decided to write that woman a song. It was like this. There's a yellow rose in Texas that I'm gonna see. No other fella knows her, nobody on me. She cried so when I left her that it like broke my heart. And if we ever meet again, never more we'll part. She's the sweetest rose of color that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your clementine and you sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee, where the Rio Grande is flowing and the starry skies are bright. Lord, she walks along the river in the quiet summer night. Well, she thinks if I remember when we parted long ago, that I promised to come back again and not to leave her. So help me out, she's the sweetest rose of color that Texas ever knew. Robert Johnson song. I did one of his earlier. That what song was that anyway? Love in Vain. Hey, well, I'm getting good. Short-term memory is lengthening. Well, I woke up this morning, you know, to feel around for my shoes. Could tell by the feeling got those, oh, walking to heaven. Woke up this morning, feel around for my shoes. Tell you, those are great exercises in whether or not you can pat your foot. I remember one time I was playing there. I guess it was in Omaha. Boy, it's a really dusty place out there, too. Jeez. I was in this big people's place, you know, and I had my eyes closed like I usually do. I never can see, you know, what I'm doing. And it was a house concert. And I looked, I opened up my eyes, and there was clouds of dust. In this place with carpet about that thick, and I kept stomping real hard trying to hear myself. It was like, had me about a half a beat behind, you know. And I had a cold too, so I was singing and sounding like a cracker, you know. You know, with that nasal quality. I've been doing a lot of driving and playing on my. Playing with my CB, see. I have become a good buddy. Yes, friends, there's a wealth of neo-intelligence out there with D-class license holders. Good folks, though, good folks. I do credit that CB with saving my life about 8 or 10 times. In various ways, from driving through those snowstorms, and all sorts of great things you can do with them, but especially when you've been drinking too much of that morning thunder, maybe doing pocket rockets, as they call them, you know, and flying down the highway, you know, and you've got to talk to somebody, you know, and you've chewed up all your chewing gum, you know, and it's just high. So you got one of them things you get on and rap to some of them crazy meat haulers and truckers, you know. I tell you, man, got a load of perishable meat and got to get it across the country in a day and a half. Just get behind them and let the wind just suck you along, man. get across the country on 2 or 3 tanks of gas. But the problem was to get a handle, you know, and your handle is you know, like if you use a name and people are gonna, you know, picture you as that, you know. It ain't like they got the advantage of seeing your sweet face. You know, and most people sound like they're from Tennessee when they talk on CB, I noticed. Except in Connecticut. Breaker 19, good buddy. I tell you, it was really strange first time I came up through there and turned that thing on. I was trying to find a handle, you know, and I just, you know, just all sorts of weird names come to your mind, you know. I always liked the bionic turd, that was a good one. $6 million, you know. Don't flush that one. God, you don't know what you're doing. The things it can do, it's got a cure for cancer, don't kill it. Might as well, I mean, consider. But I finally came up with I said, I'm gonna use a you know, an old blues song. I thought Candyman would be really nice, and I got my CB handbook. See, you know, you're driving along, you know, it's a different language now. You can't just pick one up and understand what's going on. It's like, you know, you need a guidebook. You know, in the first week or two, you're going to be driving along, they'll say stuff, and you go, what? What's that mean? You know, driving along, have a wreck, trying to look it up in your book. But I looked it up, you know, and Candyman meant FCC regulations person. And I said, well, hold on, you know, if I'm going to be a folklorist and collect all these great stories and stuff, start a few rumors of my own, you know, and be able to drive 80 miles an hour and smoke dope, you know, not to worry about the cops. I said, I'm going to have to understand what's going on, you know. And I looked at the thing and said, Candyman was a FCC person, you know, and if they catch you saying weird stuff, you know, you're supposed to take your radio away from you, hit you across the head, spank your wrist or something, you know. I said, well, they won't talk to me if I have that name, you know, they think I'm one of them cats, you know. So I fiddled around, finally decided on old Blind Blake song. I get on there, I go, bring a 1-9, anybody got a copy on old Mr. Diddy Wah Diddy? Mr. Diddy Wah Diddy. Waiting for somebody to come back and tell me what Diddy Wah Diddy means. Song by Willie Brown. Thank you. Start a killing woman till she low. Lay down across my bed. Well, you notice she looks so ambitious till I took back every word that I said. Mm-hmm. Honey, do you love me now? Baby, you know I do. Willie Brown, wow, he was a trip. He was kind of different than the rest of those Mississippi blues, man, because he really wasn't into singing or nothing. He was kind of into just playing. I think he recorded about six or eight songs. Six have only survived of all the ones that he recorded. Hear him playing behind Charlie Patton on some of those old cuts. Those of you people into that sort of thing. One-eyed rider stomped his feet on a cold, cold city street. Sat down heavy with a half pint of muscatel. And through his toothless grin, with the wine running down his chin, he said, "You ask me about pretty boy Floyd. I knew him well. In them desperado days, it was a ragtime Tommy Gun face and moonshine whiskey that could knock you to the ground. He said, "I lost my eye in a roadhouse fight, and I lost my mind in prison one night. And for 29 years I'd never heard an earthly sound. Just a few more days until we make it to the other side. Riley, now don't said, son, I'm on the run. I've got fresh marks on my gun. There's a lot of dead heroes that just didn't want to see me go. And just passing through on a shortcut to Mexico. So I hurried on home, just looking for a reason why. Blow your horn, but if you come too late, sweet mama. Thank you. Thank you, Sweet Home Chicago. Well, I have no idea what time it is. About like that cuckoo clock business, you know. I ain't gonna tell that to her. That's a crazy story. You know, I never know. I some of you know because I've let this out, but I figure it's best to let people know, you know, so they don't expect anything. See, I figure I let it happen as it will. Then I can be entertained. Did you save me some of that? You don't have a cold, do you? See, now, if I was a Rod Stewart or somebody, I'd have somebody tuning this damn thing for me. Come up here, slave, you know. Those cats freak me out, boy. I tell you, those road managers and things, you know. Just extra people to feed. It's a weird scene, that whole rock scene. I used to be in that mess. I just drive around in my van, you know. Go hide. Good stuff. It's been really nice since I got that thing. I used to drive around this old funky Chevelle, man. Malibu Blue was his name. Had three headlights. That's not one more, it's one less. And that's those head. You know, you stay places, it's really weird. You're traveling around, and people say, I'll put you up, you know, and they put you on a couch, man. That's nice. But then they throw parties, you know, in the living room. Then they, you know, about 4 o'clock, you know, because there's always somebody going to stay up, right? I'll stay up as long as you stay up on, man, anyway. Try to smoke each other on the table and stuff, you know, crazy. So I was hippie longer than you were, you know. I was a beatnik. But, you know, and like, then the host and the hostess go to bed. Well, you know. When you all are through, just lock up, you know, and you go, wait a minute, man, this is my bedroom. These people, you know. And then there's 3 or 4 drunks passed out in the corner. I mean, it's been a lot nicer. I just, you know, say, well, good night. And walk out in the driveway and climb in my van, lock it up, load up my shotgun. You never can tell about them drunks, man. Come and try to come in, go to sleep. In. So it's been nice having my own room. Because I'm on the road about, what, 11 months out of a year or something. I slept in that thing in the wintertime. It was a trip. Go to sleep, wake up, and there's a foot of snow. Can't drive your house away from there, you know. Then it was when I was glad I had the CB, you know. Like having a telephone in my house. Limited, but telephones are pretty limited anyway. You don't have to pay every time you make a call.
If that old